We've got ALCS Game 3 on tap tonight at Globe Life Field. The Rangers up 2-0 on the Astros. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is our favorite octogenarian. He'll be the head usher tonight at Globe Life Field for the game. It's Jesse the Usher. Good morning.
You're going to have to speak up. We're talking.
Hi, Jesse. It's us on the ticket, the Musers.
I can hear you now. I only got a couple minutes because my grandkid is going to be coming over here in a few minutes to set up my Wi-Fi router so I can get on some of these WW2 dating sites.
See, find me. Never heard of those.
Mama. I want a sugar mama. That's what I want.
Okay, well, good for you.
Think that old Alice Walton is looking for love these days?
She might be. I don't know.
I want some of that Wally World money.
Well, what do you guys have in store tonight for the presentation and the game?
Of course, I'm very excited for tonight. Last time I ushered an ALCS game, I think I was in my late 50s or early 60s or something. It was a long time ago, it seemed like.
Mm.
But that was back when Josh Hamilton was doing tequila shots for Jesus. I don't know if y'all remember those days.
I don't know. That's how he promoted what he was doing. But
Only 12 years ago, so you weren't that young.
But, you know, I've got to get there early tonight. I'm in charge of painting numbers on Austin Hedges' ass.
Oh, you're in charge of that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's a kind of a weird baseball tradition the Rangers got. I don't even understand it. But
that is weird.
We always got to put numbers on Austin Hedges' ass.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're being kind of secretive about that, about exactly what they're doing there, but I guess you know the story.
Very secretive, but... You know, I'm really worried because I think this Ranger team is about to go on a losing streak. I just feel it, and so I'm getting worried about it. So that's why I've consulted members of the occult to put a curse on them Astros.
Oh, boy. Wow. I don't know about that.
I hired them a few years ago to curse the Astros. They put a shrinking spell on Jose Altuve.
Yeah, he's little.
But I may have to do something to help the Rangers win, you know, some underhand stuff, like replacing Dusty Baker's toothpick with a poison ivy twig or something evil like that.
Okay, yeah, we don't need to do that.
But I'm going to be on high alert, you know. It's a high-profile game, so I'll be watching out for Hamas and Al-Qaeda and all that stuff.
I'm going to defend
this stadium with my life. I tell you, I've been practicing my Vietnam War karate, and I'm ready to go.
Better keep an eye on those Astros, too. They've been known to cheat before.
They're cheaters. They absolutely are cheaters. There's no doubt about that. And I just got my morning memo. I can't quite read it. They need to use a bigger font than this. I mean, it's like, it's so small I can barely see it. They're using something called 48-point font, but I need it bigger.
That's pretty big.
But they sent me a list of the celebrities that are going to be at the game and special provisions and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But there are going to be some big-time people there. I think President Bush may show up with Laura and his bullhorn. He's going to bring that bullhorn with him, cheer on them Rangers.
Really? I doubt he's going to bring the bullhorn.
Kelly Clarkson going to be there.
Mm.
Yeah, on her ride, it says she has to have 2 cases of Pedialyte and a 50-gallon trash can with a toilet seat.
Okay. One time it happened.
Really?
I don't know what that's about.
That's required, huh?
Dion's going to have a suite out there.
Wow.
Yeah, and he requested that he needed 15 free t-shirts. Everyone in his suite say F around and find out.
You ought to get one of those t-shirts.
Rangers logo on it. I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift's going to be there.
Really?
Yeah, because she don't understand that this is baseball and that her,
come on.
Her future ex-boyfriend, Travis Kelce, don't play for any of these teams. She don't understand. No, actually, because of her importance and what she can do for TV sports viewership, she has a suite set aside for her. I don't know if you know this. A suite set aside for her at every pro venue just in case she shows up.
Wow.
It's for all the major sporting leagues.
I guess she has the money.
I got Jackie Robinson's number as retired league-wide.
That's a little different, but yeah.
Everybody sets aside a Taylor Suite.
I've never heard about that.
Now, I think she's a hot mess. I wouldn't get involved with her, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you go out with her for 2 years, and what do you get out of it? One toothy beige and a hate song?
Jesse, Jesse, you are on the air right now.
I just don't. Well, we're just guys talking.
Right? Well, yeah, but we're also on the air.
I just don't think she's great in the sack making whoopee. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, that's your thought.
I bet she makes you stay down there too long, too. You know what I'm saying?
Jesse.
Like 50 minutes before she declares she just can't relax enough. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, no, Jesse. Stop it.
Well, we probably need to let you go.
You know what I think Ron DeSantis is going to do about that rocket hit in Gaza?
Okay. We've really got to let this
definitely
go.
Definitely
got
to let you go now.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jesse. If you're going to the game tonight, look for him.